Hello, and welcome to episode 1384 of The Sleeper in the Bus. It is Tuesday, March 4th. I'm your host, Paul Spohr, joined this afternoon by Justin Mason. Justin, good day, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. TGFBI in full effect right now. Potapalooza coming up this weekend, so make sure you're subscribed to the YouTube. It has been just a hell of a week, and I don't know if I'm going to survive it, but I'm going to try my best.
Yeah, and obviously you're working hard on your pitcher projections and getting those done. You said you got most of them done. Yeah. So that's great. I mean, I know we've been saying it every...
They're updated on the Patreon. So like,
fantastic.
And I will make sure that there are breakdowns for auction values for every four bet by this weekend. So if you are a Patreon subscriber for the projections and for the ranks, they're all on the Patreon right now.
That's awesome. That is absolutely fantastic. Well, we've got some news and notes to go over before we get back into outfield, and we want to cover a bunch of outfielders today, so let's go ahead and get started. But let's start with the news. This one, we knew he was going to sign somewhere, but I think people were betting on him going back to the Mets after they had a few injuries, but no, Jose Quintana is going to go to Milwaukee, such a Milwaukee-type guy. Right. They do so well with this type of player, this sort of, they collect a bunch of fours and they turn a couple of them into threes every year. Wade Miley, Eric Lauer, Aaron Civale after the trade last year, who they still have, of course. So Quintana's penciled in as the five, you know, just get a collection of fours and fives and try to turn them into threes and fours, along with usually an ace or two. You know, when they had Burns and Woodruff, of course, that was awesome. Now they've got Freddy Peralta, who's more of like a firm two than I think an ace. And then we'll see where Tobias Myers goes. I think Nestor Cortez is a firm three. And then Civale and Quintana are in that 4-5 sort of range. Quintana to the Brewers, how do you feel? It's a deep league situation, which is what you and I play the most. Is he on your board?
Probably not. But, I mean, streaming good matchups, especially if they're on the road. I don't have a problem with that. But just not a guy that I'm necessarily going to even be drafting in a 15-team league. I don't love the park change for him. And
let's say he was amazing last year, though. Quintana put up a 3.75/1.25 ERA whip combo in 170 innings with 10 wins. I don't necessarily believe it, though. The 4.56 FIP says, you know, be careful there. He's going to be 36. But then I go back to Milwaukee and what they're able to do. So it's like, I get it. But he is a streamer type. I don't think you need to go crazy and like really draft him in a bunch of spots. I do think in a 15-teamer he's going to go, but probably in a reserve round situation. If he was like your second to last pick in a main event, that's fine. I don't know what Milwaukee's early schedule is, but that might be a reason to get Quintana if they have something early on. Now, I'd probably look at their second series because there's almost no way that he'll pitch in the first series, both because he's starting late and because he's going to be almost assuredly the fifth starter. So, okay, that's fine with Quintana. I don't think we need to go any deeper than that. Luis Gil, we got some clarification. I don't know where you guys had the news come out for Sunday's episode.
Yeah, we talked about him pretty much taking him off my board at this
point. I was going to say, it wasn't set what was happening, though. It was, hey, there's trouble brewing. Now we have the information. Shut down for 6 weeks with a lat strain, and that's just shut down.
Yeah.
Which means he's going to need another handful of weeks to build back up. I'm with you. 100% off the board in NFBC universe with no IL spots. And barely on the board with IL spots. I guess if I can stash him and Luis Gil's price tanks, I could maybe get behind it. But other than that, man, I'm out. And it was a guy I liked last year. He paid off brilliantly for me. But it's a fade this year for Luis Gil. And it sounds like you're just furthering him off your board from what you said on Sunday.
Yeah, I projected him, or I dropped his projection to 100 innings. And that
might be aggressive still.
Yeah. That dropped him out of my top 100 pitchers or starting pitchers. So
yep.
Yeah, I'm out.
I think that's necessary. I dropped him from 54 to 120 in that next update. We'll probably go out today when we're recording this March 4th, in the late afternoon, early evening, and you'll see him down at 120 and you'll hear this, or you'll read the same thing that I said about I'm out in the NFBC and I might take a shot in an IL league if the price is like virtually nothing. This one's a bummer, dude. This guy can't buy a break. Chase DeLauder out 3 months with sports hernia surgery. injuries have ravaged him. This is a really appealing prospect for Cleveland. If you're not a prospect person that keeps on top of everything, he's a big time power bat who can just tear the cover off the ball. I mean, he can be a dude, but a bunch of foot and ankle injuries have bogged him down to this point. And now we get a big core injury where the sports hernia surgery is going to take him out again for at least 3 months here. This just really stinks. He really wasn't anything but like a draft and hold type, pick maybe late in there if you were speculating on DeLauder maybe winning a job in spring or coming up early. But how do you feel?